From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Iranian officials test fired a missile today. It's described as a sophisticated weapon that could reach some parts of Europe. Israel is easily within range. Iran's defense minister says the missile would be a strong deterrent against any foreign attacks. The Obama administration said the test can only undermine Iran's claim of peace toward its neighbors. A spokesman said it'll make the international community more serious in holding Iran accountable for its actions with its nuclear program. Climate talks in Copenhagen continued to be bogged down by many disagreements. Some negotiations held overnight actually created more disputes than they solved. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
With presidents and prime ministers already arriving to give speeches and cut a final deal, negotiators need to have something for the world leaders to sign. Instead, their differences seem to be widening. One of the key issues is long-term financing for the developing world. It's clear that rich nations aren't ready to pledge large amounts of money for the decades to come, but Alden Meyer from the Union of Concerned Scientists says there at least has to be a clear signal that the money will flow eventually.
If there's no at least prospect of significant long-term finance, there's no deal at the end of the week.
The United States and Europe have agreed to a comparatively small short-term fund that would be available immediately, but that quick start funding would disappear in a few years, and it's not clear what would come next. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
The nation's capital is the latest jurisdiction to pass legislation legalizing same-sex marriage. From member station WAMU, Patrick Madden reports.
The city council in Washington, D.C. voted Tuesday to allow same-sex unions. The measure passed overwhelmingly and is now headed to Mayor Adrian Fenty, who said he will sign the bill. There are some hurdles remaining. All laws in the District of Columbia are subject to congressional review, and opponents of gay marriage in Washington say they will lobby federal lawmakers to intervene. But D.C. Councilman David Catania, the author of the bill, says he is ready for that fight.
Even if we are defeated or frustrated on the Hill, we'll get up the next day and we'll begin pushing the boulder up the hill. This is not a matter of if, it's when.
Opponents also say they will file a referendum request later today to try and put the issue before voters and overturn the measure. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden in Washington.
The government has released several economic reports. Consumer inflation grew in November. The Labor Department says prices were up 0.4%, but it was mostly due to higher energy costs. In a separate report, the Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped in the third quarter of this year by more than 10%. The U.S. used more goods and services from overseas than it sold there. And the government added housing starts were up almost 9% last month. The increase suggests better times ahead for the housing industry. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 35 points at 10,488. The Nasdaq is up 15. It is at 2216. This is NPR News. Time magazine has named Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke as its Person of the Year. The magazine editors say they picked the Fed chairman for his role in steering the country out of a second Great Depression. Previously, the editors have chosen subjects such as Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. The leading architect of Russia's economic reforms after the collapse of the Soviet Union has died unexpectedly at his home near Moscow. Yegor Gaidar was 53 years old. Peter Van Dyke reports from the Russian capital.
Yegor Gaidar was one of the young reformers brought into government by Russian President Boris Yeltsin in the early 1990s. An economist who was the driving force behind the policy of shock therapy that turned Russia into a free market economy, Gaidar was vilified by millions of Russians who were driven into poverty by the sudden transition from communism to capitalism. Anatoly Chubais, a friend and fellow reformer, said Gaidar's policies saved Russia from hunger, civil war, and collapse. Gaidar served as acting prime minister for 6 months in 1992, but parliament refused to confirm his appointment, and he left government in 1994, returning to work as an economist, but retaining significant influence behind the scenes. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Editors with the Associated Press have voted pro golfer Tiger Woods Athlete of the Decade. The majority of Woods' votes came after a notorious car accident outside his home over the Thanksgiving holiday that drew attention to his marital problems. Woods has won 64 pro competitions, including 12 major titles. The second place finisher in the AP vote was cyclist Lance Armstrong, the third place finisher, tennis pro Roger Federer. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.